And thank you, Scott, and good morning as we come to you from the College Basketball Experience in Kansas City, right next to the T-Mobile Center, formerly known as the Sprint Center, as Emporia, or as the MIAA, hosts Basketball Media Day. And it's hard to believe, but it is basketball media time as Emporia State, along with the 13 other schools in the MIAA, getting together and going over the polls and talking about what the season might look like. And before we do get started and talk with the Emporia State men's basketball contingent, we'll be visiting with Jamari Turner along with Mason Thiessen and Coach Craig Doty. And the coaches poll released this morning, Emporia State is 7th in the media poll and 9th in the coaches poll. No surprise, Northwest Missouri State, the number one team in both polls, followed by Washburn. In the coaches' poll, then it's Central Oklahoma, Missouri, Southern Missouri, Western, Fort Hays, Rogers State, Pittsburgh State, Emporia State, Lincoln, Central Missouri, Nebraska, Kearney, Northeastern State, and Newman. And in the media poll after Washburn, it's Missouri, Western Missouri, Southern Central Oklahoma, Fort Hays, Emporia State, Rogers State, Pittsburgh State, Lincoln, Central Missouri, Nebraska, Kearney, Northeastern State, and Newman. And tomorrow will be the official start date for practices. But Coach Craig Doty, I know you've been working with the players. You've been able to work with them. How's practices been going? How have workouts been going?
You know, it's so nice to have such an experienced group. We bring back 8 guys from last year, and we've added some key pieces to go along with them. So we just feel like we're so far ahead. You know, this is year number 4 since I've gotten here, since Jamari Turner's gotten here, since we've started this rebuild. And while we took over a team that was tied for last place in the league when we got it this past season, one of the best years in 13 years, we were tied for 6th place. In the final standings in the MIAA. So we've moved it in the direction that we want to, and we feel like we're going to be able to continue that momentum. But at the same time, too, we don't want to take anything for granted. We want to work hard every day. We want to continue to advance and progress. And part of our advantage is the fact that we have had guys in the program for multiple years now that know what the expectation is every single day. And 2 of them are sitting right here with us right now, and Jamari Turner and Mason Thiessen.
There was a question whether Jamari would be coming back. Of course, after the COVID year, he had used up what had been his senior year. He had the chance to come back due to COVID. He had some things go on in his life, and there was a question whether he'd be coming back. One of them was, would he have a chance to play at the next level, play at the professional level? And fortunately, you get Jamari back. What does it mean to have Jamari back in the fold?
Well, we get somebody who is an absolute winner and leader, somebody that goes about his day-to-day business in a way that I've never coached anybody and seen before. I've coached some incredible players, and I haven't coached guys who avoid junk food and who eat a well-balanced diet every night and make sure they're getting 8 hours of sleep, and they take care of their bodies, and they carry a water jug with them every day to make sure they stay hydrated, and that show up every single day to compete, literally does not take a day off, leads by example, isn't afraid to speak up and put people in their place if he needs to. Coaching Jamari for another year, it's just another year of a partnership, and it's really a blessing. I feel like I'm coaching somebody who is a pro right now. I mean, the way he carries himself every day on and off the court is very impressive, and it's just a pleasure to have him in the program again. It's nice. He averaged 18.8 points per game on 51% from the field last year, too, and was one of the best players in the conference. But besides that, besides the talent, you just look at what the habits are, what the discipline level is, and it trickles down to our entire roster, and it's very beneficial for our program and our university.
And then when you look at Mason, he's listed as a sophomore, but it feels like he should be a senior with all the playing time he's gotten the last couple of years. And this will be actually his 4th year of playing college basketball for you. Where have you seen him improve?
Yeah, Mason's been with us, and it's awesome to have him back again. You know, as a freshman, he started. Last year, he started. You know, him and Mayum both split time, and to have Mason back playing with us again and having sophomore eligibility, You know, we feel like we have a two-headed monster at that five spot with Mason and Mayum. And then we've brought in a third guy in Adam Nance who also can perform at a high level. It seems like bigs are always in foul trouble or injured. So we seem to cover all bases at that five spot. And Mason, you know, one of the best shot blockers in the league each of the past 2 years. He's elite defensively. He allows us to be dynamic where we can switch ball screens and he can contain point guards. And then the second-line defense aspect of it, when he steps over and just his ability to alter things. You know, you're second in the league in block shots, which is awesome, over one block shot per game. But there's an additional three or four shots altered at the rim that changes the game. When you start altering those, people stop bringing in the lane as much too. So he's very dynamic defensively. You know, the fact offensively he can step out and shoot the three, it changes how teams guard us. It opens up the floor, and, you know, we're happy Mason's on our team, you know, local boy just down the road in Edmond, Kansas, and we have high expectations for him again this season.
What about some of the new faces? Who are some of the new guys that you've brought in that could make an impact for you this season?
Well, two guys stand out right away, and they've been showing it every single day. Caden Evans from Kansas City here is very gifted. He averaged double figures in NCAA Division II last year at Southwest Minnesota State. Very gifted, can shoot the ball, and can play defense. I mean, just overall a great player and just an outstanding human being. We're very excited to have Caden on our roster. And then Trey Buchanan, a point guard transfer from South Dakota State University. He is as gifted of a scorer as I've coached. You know, you see Jamari Turner, who's one of the best scorers in the conference. Jamari could easily be our second leading scorer this year. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to Jamari. It doesn't matter to Trey. The reason I say that is that Trey is that talented and has that ability to put the ball in the hoop. What I think most impressive with Trey, though, is he's shown he can pass the ball, he can get in the lane, and he can create for his teammates. So, no, we feel really good about those two additions, as well as our other additions, but those two guys have stood out, and Hornet fans will see them a lot on the court this year. And, you know, Caden's got many years left, so you'll be seeing Caden for multiple years.
We'll talk to a couple of the players now. We'll start with Jamari. First off, Jamari, being back at Emporia State for this particular season, how big of a decision was it for you to come back, and how does it feel to be back?
It feels great to be back with this group of guys. Coach told me that before I committed that we had a special group coming in, and, you know, it's easy to say one thing, but it's another thing to see it. And being here, I wouldn't rather be anyplace else. The decision wasn't that hard, to be honest, although I prolonged it as long as I could just because I wanted to, you know, handle business at home and, you know, other stuff. But being here is a true blessing. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
This is, what, your fourth year at Emporia State? How does this team compare to the other teams you've been a part of? What makes this team different and what makes it special?
This team reminds me of the first team that we had here, talent-wise, you know, with the group of guys that we had coming in, and, you know, with the talent level and the experience that we had. But as far as like a collectiveness and playing together, I think this is one of the best, if not the best team that we'll have in my 4 years playing here at Emporia.
So for you personally this season, how special is this going to be? What's going to be your approach? How are you going to treat this season?
Same as I treat every other season, just to go out and be, you know, the best I can be, not just for myself, but for my teammates and the coaching staff and also the fans. You know, we look to put on a show for you guys every night, whether it's at White or, you know, if we're on the road.
Mason, as mentioning with Coach, this is going to be your third year now playing basketball at Emporia State. You'll be listed as a sophomore. For you, where have you feel like maybe you've improved your game? And where have maybe you made your greatest strides here the last 2 years?
I would say just becoming more versatile. I mean, as a scorer, I could shoot a little bit. Coming out of high school, could play with my back to the basket, but Coach Lavery and the assistants and Coach Jody have put a lot of work into me, into improving my game, being able to step out, drive a little bit more, you know, face up, a lot of that kind of stuff that I didn't really have in my game before that I'm able to do a little bit of now.
And when I watch you guys on the floor, you and, of course, Mayum at that 6'10", 6'9", range, you have a couple of other guys that give you some size coming in. How's that dynamic been working in practice?
It's been working well. I mean, we've all just been working together. You know, we show up every day. We work on the little stuff. I mean, right now we're just working on bettering ourselves as a team. So, I mean, really the rebounding, defending, you know, having high hands, being in gaps, everything like that is what we've been working on lately. So it's been going real well.
First game out for you is going to be against Kansas. How much are you looking forward to this game?
That'll be fun. I actually haven't been to Allen Fieldhouse, even though I'm from Kansas, but I'm excited, definitely. A lot of my family has been hitting me up. A lot of my friends are KU fans, so I've heard plenty from them. But, no, I'm excited. I think it's just a real blessed place to be in.
So how excited are you for this season?
I'm very excited. Like JT said, like Coach said, we've got another good group of guys, but it feels a little different this year. It feels like we're on a mission. I mean, we've got stuff we need to get done, and I think we've got the players to get it done. So, I mean, we're going to show up every day. We're going to compete, and we're going to give it our best.
What has you the most excited about this season?
Just our collectiveness and the competition that we face, you know, every day in practice. It's kind of like we're getting ready for the MIAA every day in practice. It's never an off day, you know. No matter if you're on first team, second team, or third team, you can lose any drill, any given practice. So you got to come to bring it.
That has to be exciting to hear, Coach. When you hear your team and your players say every practice kind of feels like a game, and maybe even more than a game, because I guess the goal of every coach is try to make practices so hard that the games seem easy.
You know, Jamari's been through it already. This is his fourth year as a part of it. And as we talked to Mason, this is his third year. Our practices are tough. I mean, we go at each other. We build up, and I'm going to have to do a better job this year as we do have an older group, an experienced group of not maybe competing quite so much once the season starts. But when we run our practices, everything builds into live action. We stat everything. Everybody knows if they win or lose. Everybody knows how they shot it, if they rebounded it, how they defended it. There are data points, thousands of them, that are put together every single day from practice with our student assistants and off of film. It matters. We make everything matter. And our guys care. They value it. Our coaching staff values it. And we feel it helps prepare us every single day for our first game and beyond.
Well, I know other people are going to want to talk to you guys. Enjoy your day here at the College Basketball Experience. Have a great practice or good practices. Looking forward to November the third?
Third.
When Emporia State takes on KU. I can't wait. The basketball season's not that far away. Have
Appreciate
fun, guys.
It, Greg. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank
Thanks,
you, Greg.
That's Jamari Turner along with Mason Thiessen and head coach Craig Doty here at the College Basketball Experience, MIAA Basketball Media Day. Again, on the men's side, the Emporia State men picked ninth in the coaches poll and seventh in the media poll. From the MIAA Basketball Media Day and College Basketball Experience in Kansas City, I'm Greg Ray on KVOE Live and Local.